Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Spain. Beat to Spain.
Yeah, 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 it's your man DJ Big Stu, you know how I do it, Beef Stu Radio, we in the building. Later on tonight I'm going to be up in Double XL Lounge with my crew, the Block Club DJs. Y'all know we rocking tonight, we going to be in there with Fat Trail, so make sure y'all get up there and see me at the XL Lounge in Newark, New Jersey. But as promised, like I promised y'all tonight, definitely coming out of Queens, New York, we got in the building, 100 Stacks is in the building. What's good, fellas?
Cheer, cheer, cheer. What's good, man? This one half 100 Stack. Dizzy Spades, man. We not both from Queens, though, man. You got one from Brooklyn.
All right, my bad. Let's get it right. Matter of fact, on that note, let's tell them where y'all both from.
All right, well, my partner Detox, he from Queens, and I'm from Brooklyn.
All right. Now, y'all both on the line now, right? I think I got both of y'all in the building, right?
You got me. I don't know if you picked up for my partner. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I did pick up for him. He should be here with us. You there, money?
Yo, this is Doc Thomas. I'm work with them, man. I work with them. I'm like one of the producers that work with these talented artists, man. But
okay,
you gotta
right.
get
that's
Detox on the line. You know what I mean? I call to give him love.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, how long have y'all two been together, yo?
Well, 100 Stacks, we really family, so you can't really put too much time on family, as we really blood cousins, whatever. So, you know, as far as that go, it's eternal with that. So we started from the bottom.
No doubt. Now, I mean, when was it that y'all decided to come together and do this hip-hop thing?
What happened was my partner Tox, he had his crew. And they was RSN. I don't know if I could curse or not, but you know,
keep it real. We keep it real here, B.
So he had his clique going. They was called RSN, and I had my own clique. We was Hood Fella All Star Gang, and you know we was tired of you know playing second fiddle to the teams. You know, shout out to both teams, but they wasn't really trying to move how we was moving. So we was like, you know what? Since we family, man, we're gonna do this 100 Stacks thing, and it's been on and popping ever since.
That's what's up. Now, being out of Queens, man, who are some of the guys that influenced you guys?
Well, my partner from Queens, I'm from Brooklyn, so with me, I would say, you know, looked up to Jay-Z, the Fabs, you know, whoever was hot, man, at the time, you know, because I'm also from Charlotte, so, you know, I had some down south music kicking, too. I had the Ludacris's, you know, I had maybe I had some Juvenile in there, you know, all types of diverse, you know, I like Twista, Kanye West, you know, stuff like that. So Outkast, so it was all types of people, you know, just throw them in the pot and, you know, put it together.
How did you guys hook up with A-Train Productions?
It's a funny story, man, because I used to work in a bowling alley in Rockville Center. That's in Long Island, real, real far from Brooklyn. And I was in there doing my job, you know, I was a assistant manager in there. So some white guy came up to me, his name's Steve Reese, shout out to Steve Reese. He was like, yo, you from Brooklyn? I was like, yeah, why, you know? And he was like, because you know, you look like you do hip-hop. And I get that a lot because I guess I play my role, I look the part. And he was like, yo, man, you need to mess with my team. And he took me down to A-Train, man, and they liked what they saw, they seen the talent. And it's been on popping ever since then, man. Shout out to Steve Reese, man.
No doubt. I heard y'all working on an album. So, like, what's the name of the album that y'all got popping?
Yeah, we working on this new project. It's almost done, called The Stock Market Crash. You know, it's real, real deep. You know, it's giving you something that, you know, hip-hop been missing for a little minute. You know, some real, real music, man. Not none of that snap, lean back. Popping bottles in the club. We not about that, man. We live in real life, man. We fathers and all that. So, you know, we got to make music that the kids can, you know, they can listen to and enjoy.
Now, like, what's the meaning of your name? I heard your name got a meaning to it, too. 100
Yeah,
stacks.
Yeah. 100 Stacks mean standing tall and cashing checks, man. Keeping it 100.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, both of y'all got some dope names. Actually, you know, stage names. How did y'all get those names, Dizzy Spade and Detox Jones?
All right. Well, with my partner Detox, he called himself Detox because, you know, when you get a detox, that's like cleaning out the game, you know, mm-hmm. you know, cleaning out the system. And my name, Dizzy Spades, they used to, you know, that's a Dizzy's a family name. And then I got the spades part when I was in high school. I used to, you know, bust niggas' ass in spades. So they was like, yo, this know he know how to count. He know how to count cards and he know what you got in his hand. He don't lose and stuff like that. So, you know, they just started putting it together. So Dizzy Spades was born, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. Now, y'all got that joint Like That, right, that track. What was the inspiration when y'all put that track together?
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful. Shout out to my man Breeze who gave me that track. What happened was we was coming up with the 100 Stacks theme and all that, and we had this beat, man, and I had my lady, shout out to Miss TNT. She was like, yo, that'd be a crazy club joint right there. So I was like, word? So I was like that? And she was like, nah, like this. So I said it again, like that. And she said, nah, like this. So, you know, we thought it would be a little funny back and forth. We say that on the track. And when we put it on the track, it just sounded gold. So we was like, yeah, we're going to run with this one right here. Can't go wrong with that.
We might have the other homie on the line right here. Beast Through Radio, this the other half. I guess you got some people just shouting out, ready to shout y'all out. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, people, when y'all hit that button, you call on the talk. So you got to hit the button, y'all out there listening. You got to say something. Can't hold on and talk if you don't, you know, gotta let us know. Anyway, we're gonna get into this joint. We got 100 Stacks in the building, at least we got one half of them.
We're gonna play this joint
Like That. Fire. And we're gonna come back and keep kicking it with the homie. We kicking it live here, Beef Stew Radio, 100 Stacks in the building. Let's get it.
With my fingers in your spot, get you wet. Round one done, and I ain't even come yet. When it comes to sex, I'm busting like a gun. Yes, I'm smoother than a baby in his bottom. I love the way you shake it in them damn apple bottoms. When it comes to money, 100 Stacks, you know I got them. And in the bed, I make more hits than J.R. Rodham. Girls love me when they see me, I'm cool, I'm like chill. Cause if I'm gon' push, I'm pushing the Hot Wheels. Eggs meals, $1 million deals. They hate it when you broke, I'm rich, how do you feel? My money stacked twice, call it twin beds. Two girls with my pole, so they bump heads. I bend chicks out of shape when I spread legs. I goes in, you heard what the song said.
Girl, you give me chills, ma, you know the deal. Girl, when you shake it like that, got me in the thrill. I just keep it real, shake it, I don't know how to act. Do you want it like this, like this?
Oh, yeah.
I like this, like this.
Oh, yeah.
Ma, you can get it in, go ahead, get a free one night stand. I'm gone with a night in.
Stop, she want more than a little bit. She backed it up, it's more than a little bit. She know my name, but she nonchalant. She know my whereabouts, who in my cars parked, and how much change I paid on my neck and things. 50 on the neck, 25 on the ring. She even know the size of the stick in my jeans. Keeping me real close, cause she know I'm the king. Sipping on Bacardi with cranberry and lemonade. She getting smacked like it's her very firstborn day. Cake, 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 I'm gon' get it. Blow the candles out, lift the icing when I hit it. I got a smitten, clucking like a chicken. I grabbed her arm to the door, we straight dipping. She know the kid with the stacks on top. And she said, I like your CeeLo top.
Girl, you give me chills, ma. You know the deal, girl, when you shake it like that. Got me in the thrill, I just keep it real. Shake it, I don't know how to act. Do you want it like this, like this?
Oh, yeah.
I like this, like this.
Oh, yeah.
Ma, you can get it in. Go ahead, get a free one night stand. I'm gone with a night in.
Yeah, we in the building. That was 100 Stacks. That's that joint Like That. Yeah. So, like, you know, where you feel hip-hop is at right now, dogs? Hello? Still with me, bro?
Yo, Kev, what happened? Hello, hello, hello.
I think it's, hello, I hear you. You on the air. I don't hear him.
Yeah, if you do the 100 Stacks, yeah, this is an A-Train, man. I was just listening to the interview. I love it. I'm the CEO of A-Train Productions. And what's up,
good,
man?
Family? Thank you for being here. I think we lost you, man. You know, I think dropped off the line for a second, I think.
Yeah, maybe he dropped off, but I just wanted to talk to you, man. It's a great pleasure. I'm honored to meet you through Mr. Dean Jackson, Jackson Promotions. Yo, man, doing your thing, man. I was blessed to really meet you, man, and really must be my first time, but I'm really glad you've been doing the grind for a long time.
No doubt, man. You got some good fire here, man. I'm glad to have you here because, you know, maybe I can talk to you a little bit about what's going on with the acts. Now, I know now, how many acts do you actually have on your label?
Wow. We got about 12, 14 different artists, man, and they come in strong. But I'm trying to bring back, I mean, it can never be another Motown, but I'm just trying to bring a lot of artists at one time, like Cash Money, to the scene, you know, that covers everything. You know, they're hungry, man. They just want to get people to hear them and give them a chance, you know. So we try to give them that platform and get with the right people like yourself. Mr. Dean Jackson, he's been grinding for so many years, and I knew him without meeting him personally because we've been in the same circle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Legendary Dean Jackson, yeah.
Legendary.
Dean works with
somebody
crazy. Yeah, he's on the
no
line,
doubt.
Too, audience.
Word.
Mr. Dean Jackson's on
beautiful.
The line, too.
All right,
now,
what's up?
Now, what's your label is going to bring, like, different? Like, you know, because I see y'all got some kind of refreshing hip-hop as opposed to a lot of labels that's coming with the gangsterness and it's bringing the violence. Y'all bringing the fresh hip-hop back. What else is you planning on bringing to the sound, to the game?
Yeah, you know what it is? We're trying to get something a little bit more on the energy of positive, just feeling good about yourself. You know, with music, it's universal. I mean, you know, like, you got so much variety of artists that are good. You know, you got to talk about always something that's going to make people want to do the thing. I want more artists in the game, to be honest with you. I want to see more talent. You got the greatness. They already got their legends. They got their platinums and whatever. You know, there's enough room for new talent to grow and come into the game, you know. So A-Train is trying to, like, get pop music artists. We're trying to get hip-hop. We're telling the hip-hop artists, be true to yourself. I mean, understanding, you know, dope. They got some mixtapes. They show you where they came from, the struggle. But I told them also, give everybody something of 100 stacks. Give them radio. Give them commercial. Give them hardcore. Give them, you know, mix. But we want to just make things about coming to all the areas of music. We got hip-hop. We got rock. I got a rock band, you know. I have a pop artist. I have an artist who does stuff like Michael Jackson. He never could be Michael Jackson, but he is considered like a Michael Jackson because he got that energy. His voice is high, and he doesn't sound like Michael, but he's bringing it on. His name is Hawking. He's a UFO.
Okay. Now, what do you look for in artists? Like, for all the artists out there that might want to try to submit music to you, what is that, you know, what is it that you're looking for, and what should they bring to you?
What I'm looking for most artists is the signature. I think most real true talent, how you make it in the game, is not to be like someone else. I think you got to be yourself. And when they come to the game and I look at them and they audition, and they don't sound like nobody. They don't look like nobody. They don't act like nobody. That kind of sparks my interest. And I could say, you know what? I'm going to put my money on them because we don't have that. And that's what's missing in the game. You're looking for something different. A lot of artists try to mimic people who's in the game, and I'm not mad at that. They want to sound like this artist. They want to be like this artist. It's really good. I think we need that. But I'm looking for, from A-Train, I'm looking for that signature, that individuality. And the word that I learned when I dealt with this other label, I'm not going to shout it out now, but they said find breakthrough potential. They said, Joe Peterson, A-Train, find breakthrough. I said, what does that mean? Breakthrough means that whoever hears their music, even if they can't understand English, they're going to steal it. And I never changed from that. That's my motto. If they got breakthrough potential, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, y'all got the joint, What You Cooking. That's your single, right, that y'all dropping off the album. Is that right? Is that the first single?
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a video coming to that?
Yeah, that's what's in the works right now. I'm trying to get the right video production people that really can show what 100 Stacks is about. So we're negotiating with a few people. If you got any video people out there that want to get opportunity, holler. You know, we're looking for it, but we want it to be different, too. We don't want to go the same line as everybody else. We want to kind of give a little twist. We like to have a little bit of realism, but some kind of new effect to it, you know, to give it a twist. So I'm putting it out there to anybody you know, you can hit my number off. Richard Dean Jackson has it. And anybody about to do a video with, you know, what you're cooking, we're very open to that. We're talking to a few people. We're trying to see if we can narrow it down to the right people.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. Now, I know you got some food.
Let's see if the guys are back in.
We got somebody on the line.
Yeah, this is Dizzy. This is Dizzy right here.
All right, now we in the building. Now,
yes,
I'm glad you're there because I want to ask you what was your inspiration for you and your boy to write what you cooking? When y'all got that, what made y'all get down with that?
You know what? What you cooking represent like how hip hop it makes you it kind of inspires you to do things like you know you can watch it. It go hand in hand with like what you see on TV. Like when you see Juice, you like yo. You play around, I throw you off a roof, you know. So what you cooking was kind of that. It was kind of inspired by that. Like when you hear that, you like, ooh, like what they got in their caliber of music. Like, yo, that's hot. Like, you know, I'm feeding you soul food with that one right there. So that's kind of what inspired what you cooking.
And the track is definitely fat. Who done the track?
Oh, we got producers on the team. We got also Shy Wiz, we got Jay De Niro, we got Ed, we got Doc Thomas. You know, we got a lot of people. You know, that's in house that's just giving us hits, man. So we got to produce for them, man. Shout out to everybody. I just you know said we see you, man. We see you.
No doubt. So we got the whole family in the building today. Hondeen, that's what's up.
Yeah, we got the whole crew in, man.
We got the whole crew. That's what's up. That's what's up. A family thing. It's Beef Stew Radio. That's how we do it. We're going to get into this joint, what you cooking. Then we're going to come back and keep kicking it with the whole family. So y'all stay tuned. Check out this hot joint. This is the single off the album. Make sure y'all go tune into that. I'm definitely going to have everything on the website for y'all. And when they get the video, it'll definitely be posted on the Block Club DJ site. But this is 100 Stacks with the hot joint, what you cooking. Let's get into it. Beef Stew Radio. We in the building. You feel me?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
in the building. A-Train Productions in the building. Dean Jackson Promotions in the building. We are live. Beast Blue Radio. We are deep in the building. Now, how did y'all hook up with Dean?
Well, Dean, man, he's doing everything, man. Dean, I ran into Dean at one of these industry get-togethers up in Harlem. And me and Dean just kind of hit it off. I don't know. We talked about it. He told me who he was. And, you know, I was a little skeptical because a lot of people talk a lot of talk, and Dean was straight to the point. And that's what I respect about him. He talked to me, and he said, look, man, I'm going to tell you something, A-Train. I do radio. I can do this. I can do that. I'm like, okay, here we go again. So me and him sat down, and we know the same people in the circuit, a lot of old-time guys that were legends in the business. And once he told me who he knew, and some of these events, I was at them. I knew he was for real. And basically, we've been through the same, everybody talks the game, the yin-yang, but we went right back to business. And me and him been doing business. I saw him, the artist, went to some of my shows. And after that, Dean said, look, man, you serious? I said, I'm serious. He said, well, let's do it. And that was it. Me and Dean been working together ever since.
That's what's up. Now, I know y'all been performing a lot of places. Where are some of the places that, you know, some of your acts performed at?
Well, we've been hitting a lot of the cities. Dean Jackson got us outside of New York City, but we've been doing a lot of spots in Brooklyn, a lot of Brooklyn clubs. One spot that we've been doing a lot with, Understack took first place, was a place called Secret Lounge. A lot of labels used to go down there. They still do. And we was going down there every month, and we were starting to win first place. We won first place in hip-hop. First place in, you know, with R&B with female singer. We brought R&B singer. And we just started winning. And I knew that I had to take him outside of New York because New York is, I love New York. That's my home. But Dean Jackson said, yo, you want to get it right, you got to go outside. So Dean Jackson brought us down to Connecticut. And the love down there that we got from the Connecticut people, one shout out to everybody, the radio station. You know, they love 100 Stacks, and, you know, we just kept it moving. Dean Jackson got some other plans, and so I'm going to follow his lead.
Yeah, we got that college joint coming up soon. They're doing a show for WTCC-FM, Springfield Technical College, doing a fundraiser. They're going to be one of the headliners.
Okay.
That's on June 29th.
That's what's up. Yeah. Now you said you wanted to be into the pop music. Do you now? How does you feel about being an independent label trying to get into the pop music? Do you feel it's harder for you? Has it been a harder road to break into the pop label, being an independent, you know, to the pop, you know, to the pop music scene, being an independent label?
Oh, most definitely. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm gonna keep it real. A lot of times when you have pop, it gives a lot of the white artists. And sometimes, you know, when I started managing my artists, it was kind of like unheard of. Why are you signing these rock bands? Why are you signing pop? And so when I started going into the industry where they dominated, in a sense, some people were really kind of like not wanting you to get in. It was like, well, we can handle it. You don't know. But I got like about 25, 30 years of experience, and I dealt with rock bands before. So what I had to do was say, you know what, let's do it together. And I found out that that's a better approach than me trying to do it and just do it only for my label. You got to kind of bridge the people that's in the pop game. Some guys have been doing it for 20 years. I sit down and we talk. And they say, look, this is how we can work it together. And they like my approach. It's a Peterson, A-Train, you're doing it the right way. This is my territory that you ask me permission. And I'm like, yeah, I'm asking your permission. And, you know, if they don't, I'm still going through. But it's better to go through someone who brings you through on the other side than just Boga.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I dig that. I really dig that. So, like, what is your next project that's coming up? And, you know, what's the next big things that's coming up for 100 Stacks and, you know, A-Train Productions?
Well, right now, 100 Stacks is, like, top of the building right now. We got them doing a lot of things with Mr. Dean Jackson under the wing. We're going to just basically push them to a lot of different cities and bigger venues to just get them out in exposure. We want to push that album, so we're going to start dropping the singles, and we want to get the radio, the main radio stations like yourself that have a wide audience. We want to get them behind the artists, let them know who the artist is. We want to start giving out promotional stuff. We want to start giving out merchandising. 100 Stacks already got different things that they're doing right now. that's really big with T-shirts, and they can probably tell you about it. They really want to make an awareness. They all got a cause. So I'm trying to keep them focused on what they want to do to let the world know who they stand for. And we're going to push them 100%. And then I have other artists that respect the business. They want to see Hunter Stacks make it. That makes them know that Hunter Stacks break it. It's right with their turn. So I have a lot of pop and rock. You know, shout out to all my artists. You know, I got Arpnik and Cupid and, you know, Matt Smooth and Matt McCartney. You know, we have them. They're there, and they're supporting. They're probably trying to get in, and they probably call in before. They might be there just listening. Sometimes they let other artists shine when it's their time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is for 100 Stacks, this question. What, if you want the world to know anything, what is it that you want the world to know?
That, you know, y'all need to mess with this music, man, mess with the movement. We got a lot of fresh new ideas coming to the music game, and y'all need to know that y'all going to enjoy us, man, because we not going nowhere, man. We knocking them doors down once they open. So if you ready for some real hip-hop, some real music, man, 100 Stacks is what you're looking for. So that's what we're going to try to, you know, leave the game with, that type of impressions, man. We're not trying to come in and get a bunch of money, man. We're coming in to, you know, get respect and be legends in this game. Because, you know, this game is a dying game, but once you get new blood, man, like, that's where it's at, and that's what it need, and the game need us, because we need the game. So that's how we coming at the game like that.
3 years from now, where you plan 100 Stacks to be at?
3 years from now?
Accomplished, you know, everything.
3 years from now, you're gonna probably have 100 Stacks' second or third album in the works, world tours, you know, the T-shirt line, Mindless Villain on, you know, probably doing some AIDS walks or something, you know. As long as it's something that's gonna keep the music going, you know, get the message through, man, that's probably where we're gonna be at. You're gonna see A-Train on top, you know, stuff like that, man. That's what I see in 3 years.
Now, how, if people want to keep up with 100 Stacks, how can they follow them? Where could they, you know, get up with you, download the music app, and where they, you know, get, just, you know, just keep up with y'all, going to y'all shows or anything? Where could they find all that information at?
You got atrainmusic.com, you got 100stacks.com. You can follow us on Facebook at /100stacks. That's the number, STACKZ. If you Google 100 Stacks, man, we put enough that you could just follow us like that.
No doubt. So, Mr. A-Train, what you want to tell the people out there in the world, what you want them to know about you and your artists?
Well, I mean, it's really simple. We're looking to make relationships with people in the game. You're serious, and you want to bridge, get a powerhouse network. I think with missing in the game, a lot of people are doing everything for self. And I'm not mad at that. But I think right now, if we've become our own little network, there's a lot of people who got things going on that's missing a piece to the puzzle. And we don't have it all. I'll be honest with you. I got the talent, but I need pieces like a Dean Jackson, like yourself. And once we sit down and we parlay and we have the round table and we say, look, we can do this together as a network, not just a one time, but to continue making money, getting sponsors, getting connections with people, corporate America, they're looking for this. They want to see people together. And you can make some good money, you can make great success for the artists, but everybody got to be on the same page. It can't be about self. So A-Train is looking for people who want to sit down, do joint ventures, people who want to sit down, do business together, and cut the cake. And cake means basically everybody eat. So that's what we're looking to do. I want to sit down with people who are business-minded. I've been doing this for 30 years. I made money. I lost a lot of money because the game is ups and downs. But we want to work with other people that listen what A-Train don't have. And my artists are hungry. They won't let you down. So if we can sit down and do business, we can make money and we can make success and have a stronger network.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well, y'all definitely got the love over here at Beef Stew Radio, man. Make sure y'all send us everything through. You know what I'm saying? We'll keep updated with y'all, man. I want to really thank y'all for coming through and stopping by. We got this other joint, though, called Love Hate. What was the inspiration when y'all wrote that joint?
Well,
Love and Hate, man. That's, you know, like when Michael Jackson was coming out with them songs, man, and they was like, whew, don't matter if you black or white, man, that's Love and Hate, man. Like, some people going to love this, some people going to hate you, but you got to like it, you got to respect it anyway. So Love and Hate is for the world, you know, like, if you getting bullied in school, man, you can play Love and Hate. If you want to tell your wife, man, you love her, you can play Love and Hate. If you want to inspire somebody, you can play Love and Hate, man. We like Love and Hate touch all barriers of the world, and that's what inspired Love and Hate. And you know, we had a great team with A-Train helping us come with this concept, so you know, everybody can just vibe off Love and Hate, because it's that's the message, you know, like that's what we working with. Love and Hate in the world, baby.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Well, I wish y'all the best of luck, and once again, man, thank you for coming through.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Tell me the name of the album one more game before we get up out.
The album is called The Stock Market Crash. It's coming to you real soon, like sooner than you think. And just be on the lookout, man. 100 Stacks is coming. A-Train is coming. I got another. We got singles with Mr. Matt Smooth. That's going to crush the ladies. Hey, ladies. We got Mr. Cupid. He got things coming. We got Max McCartney coming. We got Afni coming. Like, we coming at y'all so crazy. Like, the world not even going to be ready for the only train moving is the A-Train, baby. So, like, mess with the movement, man. All
right. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, fellas, thank you again, Mr. Dean Jackson, the legendary Dean Jackson, man. I'll be with you, Dean. You know, I'll holler at you, man. But we're going to get into this joint. We definitely like to thank the brothers for coming down, 100 Stacks, A-Train Productions, Jackson Promotions. Let's get into this Love and Hate. Beef Stew Radio, this is how we do it. We play the best, baby.
All right.
Oh, cheer. Yeah.
And you gon' love me.
Love and hate.
Divine, Christian Dior. Her shoe game is tight. That new boat we pour. Keep them bottles on ice. When rolling with the dawn, you don't worry about the price. Go shopping in Milan, fly to Paris for a night. New Louboutins, yeah, that red bottom life. Got the hater blockers on, so they can't see our eyes. It's just us against the world. They hate that we so fly. Smoke La Brea in the sun. Got my baby feeling nice. French kiss, fill a tongue. Then we soaring like a kite. And this night is still young. I'm trying to kill a life. And listen to David J and let the music take us high.
On top of the game, we swollen. Lift up, we high, we roll up. When you see me ride, when you see me ride, top the game, we swollen, lift up, we high, we rolling, no stopping here, they going. When you see me ride, when you see me ride, so let me slow it down, slow it down. Got me riding through other place while I'm out of town. When niggas get lost, yeah, she's down. Kick back, relax while I take you there. Got her own independent boss thing. Ooh, she bad. Got the club turned up with her love. So baby, now tell me what you need from me. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Yeah, we both need time. I need your love. We both need time. On top of the game, we swollen. Lift up, we high, we roll up. When you see me ride, when you see me ride, top of the game, we swollen. Lift up, we high, we rolling. No stop, we here, they go away. When you see me ride, when you see me ride,
on top, on top. You see me swollen 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 like
on top of the game, we swollen. Lift up, we high, we roll up.
We go.
When you see me ride, when you see me ride, top the game, we swollen, lift up, we high, we rolling,
no stop, we here, they go away.
When you see me ride, when you see me ride,
Track Mansion, David J, Apple Beats, you know we turned up. DK to Worldwide, Skits, DC Alumni, TX, what's up?
Turn up.
Mike Wilmer.
We gon' always get money, man. Young Jeezy, Big Sean, Juicy J, ball shit, nigga. Let's get it.
Every time I go out, you know I got show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
One night, two shows, then two matches and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating and panting. When you get money, chicks come around. Niggas start hating, who's holding you down? All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad bitch want me, give me head like lice. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so swole, eyes are dipping the bus. Ace in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, codeine pouring up. Smoking on some dope, I was on a float. 20 years in, niggas call me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you niggas riding old. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I stop my morning off a zip and a double cup.
Hating ass niggas got behind me. Balls are hard, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
These ratchet hoes say I ain't shit. Well, at least I ain't broke, ho. Stacking paper like old folks. You still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Papa Zanny's, that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me bang and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky. That's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young ass player doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out,
you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
This is Beast Food Radio. Beast Food Radio.
They got the street on it.
The street on it.
It's the Lock Club DJ. DJ.
Every other word is a huh. You okay? Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. Prove yourself to me if I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the thing that you said to me yesterday?
Baby, I love you.
And
say my name.
And now it's me and you. We from the Bronx, New York, shit happens. Kids clapping, love to spark the place. Half the niggas in the squad got a scar on their face. It's a cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the charm, nigga, this is life. Got the phantom in front of the building, Trinity ass. 10 years village, they still figure me down. As a young, was too much to cope with. Why you think motherfuckers nickname is cook shit? Should've been called on robbery, stall shit. Or maybe grand larceny. I did it all, I put the pieces to the puzzle. Logo kid, let my niggas don't dance, they just pull up a pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my niggas don't dance, they just pull up a pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on,
R to the easy, N to the wizard. My arms stay breezy, the dog stay flizzy. I got a day to day, I'm in a 740 fizzard, and I just bought a bike. About to cop me a mansion. My niggas in the club, but you know they not dancing. We gangsta and gangsters don't dance. We boogie, so never mind how we got here. We're burners and hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission in about the zone seconds. And we walk around the metal detectors. And it really ain't a need for a VIP section in the middle with a dance floor. Reckless, check it steady. Like my necklace started relaxing now. That's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. See, money ain't a thing, nigga. We still a thing, nigga. Clothes just changed. Now we about to change the game, nigga.
Niggas don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my niggas don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, now we living better now, coochie sweating now. And as we fall, can fly through any weather now. See, niggas get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I thought the chinchilla hurt their feelings. You can find your crack at all type of shit. Out of Vegas, front row to all the fights and shit. If all the boy come, then they probably squeal. The sassy rappers that blow like Derek for real. If you cross the line, damn right, I'm gonna hurt you. These faggot niggas even made gang signs commercial. Even Lil Bow Wow throwing it up. People can't quit walking like that's what's up. Can't keep telling me to sing about the rucker. Matter of fact, I don't wanna speak about the rucker. Not even Pee Wee Kirkley could imagine it. My niggas didn't have to play to win a championship. Come on. Niggas don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my niggas don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on.
Cash food.
Word up. Super Fives over here, baby. Word up. Super Fives. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash food. Everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old flash.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Enjoy.
Block Club DJs. We got the streets. You're
want to be a part of the Block Club DJs East Coast movement, contact Merce Valentine. That's MerceValentine@gmail.com. MERC Valentine@gmail.com. Or call 718-509-6605.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town. Of fusses, always treats me right, never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah.
appreciate it.
Rock Club DJ.
Kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
DJ Big Groove, DJ Big Groove.
men we dream and fantasize of most Sandy brown hair and light brown eyes. A golden brown tan, big juicy thighs. Jeans so tight, you seem so right. You're the most elusive lady I've seen all night. Like a breeze from the sea, you're just too cool. Your skin real soft and silky smooth. Double up and turn this way when you walk. You entice me, girl, just by the way you talk.
A fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl. A fly girl.
I don't need a star. I step up in the booth about 2 hours, then open up my mouth and show that true power. Flow so hot, I make a glacier melt. So hungry for the money, I can take the wealth. You wanna be like me, you gotta pinch yourself. I gotta get down on my knees and pray for help. You tune in, hear some stories, I can't wait to tell. Mixtape the platinum albums, I can't wait to tell. I hop up on the track and switch the game up. Yeah, this may be local, but watch how I bring my name up. I'm focused on a lot, I'm focused on the fortune. I'm focused on the business, you can get a portion. I wanna do it right, I gotta start endorsing. Economy's a baby going through abortion. So hold up, let me get the time check. I ain't out of time yet, so I'ma share my mindset. You on the ball, well guess what, at the same time. You gotta go hard, but stay focused at the same time. I ain't picking lame rhymes, I'ma show the best of me. You hungry for the money, then you gotta know the recipe. Ain't worrying about no haters, cause that's just like necessity. I'm sticking to my destiny and blowing on that special tree. Cause your purpose stressing me, so you ain't really stressing me. Only top queens and them real niggas mess with me. Soon to be a legend, so all I really bless.